Good morning, everyone. Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm a little loud in my headphones. This is Jack and the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got a little DJ Assault playing behind me, Detroit legend. And today I'm going to be bringing you some percussive dance music, whether it be ballroom, whether it be techno, whether it be Baltimore, Jersey, deconstructed club. It's going to be a good time. I'm just enjoying a lot of dance music lately, so hopefully you'll all enjoy it with me. And yeah, it's a beautiful morning, a good day to have a good day. Once again, I've got some DJ Assault playing behind me. Due to the nature of DJ Assault, I can't really say the name of this song on air. But just trust that I've got some more good stuff. I'll catch you all in a minute when I hop back on the mic. Keep it locked for 1 hour on WMFO, because this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Apologies for that oddness on the music front. I don't know what happened there, but this is the main attraction. This song, I've been listening to it this morning, and it was my last minute addition to the set. Those of you who tuned into every single one of my shows last year and wrote down every song and studied them, as I think most people do, probably recognize this one. It's No UFOs by Model 500, Detroit techno classic. This is the kind of energy I'm trying to bring this morning, to my life, to your guys' lives, all that. I'm gonna let it play, enjoy the next like 6 minutes of it, because it's pretty beautiful.
Maybe you'll see them fly. Check it to the ground.
Alright, hope we're enjoying things so far. That last track was Shake It to the Ground by DJ Blackstar and Ryrad, but the Switch and Santigold remix, because the original version has swear words in it. But on your own time, I would implore you to check it out, because Shake It to the Ground's a Baltimore club classic, and it also contains what I believe is one of the most sampled vocal chops of all time, with a little like what sample that Ryrad says. Anyways, this that's behind me right now is Mike Q. Ballroom legend, and this song is the Master Blaster from his EP Let It All Out. And I've been listening to quite a bit of Ballroom lately, which is like it's kind of a fun foray into a world that I don't really know very well. But I learned that this EP from Mike Q was released on Fade to Mind, which is very interesting to me, and not a lot of other people, I fear. But Fade to Mind was like the American sister label of a label called Night Slugs, and they did a lot to sort of change the club music scene in the 2010s, and I didn't realize how directly they had gotten Ballroom involved with this kind of movement of deconstructed club and all that. Anyways, that's my like word salad for now. Basically what that translates to is like good song, fun time. Hope you're enjoying it. Keep it locked on WMFO. Once again, this is the Master Blaster by Mike Q, and that last song was the Switch and Santigold remix of Shake It to the Ground by DJ Blackstar and Ryrad.
already know. You already know what it is. It's your boy Jock. Hold up, Griff. Y'all ready? I don't think y'all ready. Hey, Griff, bring in the cat. Swift, to my man Buckshot, you already know. To my man Raw Lee, to my man Raw Brack, to my man Say What, you already know. To my man Squirrel Wide, to my girl Miss Peaches, to my man Big Bonky, you already know. To the Paradox, to the whole damn Choices, you already know. You already know. Come on. Yep. Hold up, Griff. Okay. Bring in the cat. Oh. 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 Bring in the cat. Yes. Oh. Yes. Bring in the cat. Oh. Oh. Ride right there, yo. For what, yeah. For what, right. 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 Let me hear some more of that warm. Yeah. Hey, Griff, bring in the cat.
All right, hope you guys have continued to enjoy things, because I certainly have. That last track was Bringing the Cats by KW Griff and Porkchop. Absolute legendary Baltimore club song, once again. And right now what I've got rocking is Go All Night by Kalela, the Neana remix, which I've been enjoying lately. I don't know. I don't have too much to say about it. I've been listening to a lot of Kalela's earlier work, and it's good, and it's very overlooked. I think we need to start a dialogue about it, and that's my official take. Anyways, enjoy. All right. That last song was Her by Jam City off of his excellent album, Classical Curves. The song before that, once again, was the Nayana remix of Go All Night by Kalila. And behind me right now, I've got Max Bass by Papa J. Anyways, there does come a time in every great radio show where one must do a PSA. And luckily, I have a good friend of mine, Lily, in the studio with a PSA picked out, prepared, and ready. So, Lily, if you'll take it away, that would be excellent.
Thank you, Jack. This is a Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these three free meals for everyone who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available on request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. That was a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio and heartymealsforall.org. Reminds me of T86. That's all I have to say.
Awesome. Thank you, Lily. You heard it here first. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to talk for a minute about that last song, Her, by Jam City, because I really love it, and I have been listening to it a lot lately. And I think that it's really cool. I think that it's really cool. That's my take. It is pretty cool. But I've been thinking a lot and listening to a lot of, like, deconstructed club music, and that is exactly what that is. I feel like that song is, like, it pushes the idea of ballroom music to its limit, and it's so glamorous in, like, a sort of postmodern way, which I think is really cool. I just think it's beautiful and awesome and cool. Go check out Classical Curves by Jam City if you haven't. Great album, sound of the summer. Not really, but I like it. I'm gonna let you guys listen to the rest of the song because I feel bad for talking over half of it, but it's pretty repetitive, although there's nothing wrong with a bit of repetition. Once again, this track is Max Bass by Papa J, who I believe is a Ugandan artist, but don't quote me on that.
Don't call me a legend, call me Papa J the Great. Papachi, papachi.
All right. That last song that just ended was Square One by Mosca, the Greena remix. And I was talking briefly about Fade to Mind and Night Slugs and all those labels that are word salad to many. And that's a Night Slugs classic. At least the original version, Square One, is one of the more iconic slash anthemic songs released on Night Slugs label, as far as I know. I wasn't really around for that era, but I do my best piecing together this information from what I do know and what I can learn. And anyways, what I got planned right now is that new DJ Swisha. This is Crazy If True from his new EP, Crazy If True. DJ Swisha is one of my favorite DJs, one of my favorite producers. He just makes pure club music, and that is awesome. But yeah, so enjoy this one. And I have a couple more songs in store, and they're all bangers. So stick around, keep it locked for like 20 more minutes. It's gonna be good.
Fortune, power, fame, fortune, power, fame, fortune, power, fame, fortune, power, fame. 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 Chain,
fame. All right, hopefully everyone out there is continuing to enjoy, because why wouldn't you? Once again, two songs ago was Crazy If True by DJ Swisha, and that last song was Fortune, Power, Fame by Ace Emmanuel featuring Young Luxembourg, another ballroom heater that I've been listening to this week a lot. I just love like the release and the percussion of ballroom. It's just very cool, very fascinating, and so unlike most other dance music in a really good way. And I've got a little more Jam City. I was talking about Classical Curves earlier. Great album, Sound of the Summer. This is Hyatt Park Nights Part 1 from it. And you can hear a bit more of that kind of crazy, sort of, almost sort of a little, like, apocalyptic-y sound to it, which is pretty awesome. I don't know. And I got this and two more songs coming up for you, so hopefully you keep it locked for about 11 more minutes or more, because here at WMFO, we always ensure quality. I don't know, just felt like saying that. I'm gonna let you guys listen to the song now. Goodbye.
Mulu, Silimokasa, Bamuluno, no one could nali ba muketo ngala kuzima matambe muketo bitch aso fiseko kali mukapusa kali munonya majanonya kajanonya crash boss
All right. That last track, once again, was Hyatt Park Nights Part 1 by Jam City. This is Cash Boss by Big Ayut. I have one more song queued, and it's an absolute heater. I've been listening to it a bunch this week. Anyways, I just wanted to hop on the mic to talk because I love to talk and I love to say words. The Orlando Magic have won, I believe, both, maybe all three of, I want to say both of their preseason games so far. I watched the first one against the New Orleans Pelicans, and it was a decisive win. It looks like Wendell Carter Jr., the center, has worked on his jump shot during the offseason, and I'm really excited to see how that improves the spacing on the floor for the Magic. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And I believe the basketball season starts in just a little less than a week, which is very exciting because I love basketball and I care. Anyways, I have one more song to play, and I'm going to play it in just a minute after I'm done waffling for a minute. Once again, this is Jack. This is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for keeping it locked this morning, if you did. I have a little bit of LSDXOXO playing in the background right now. I can't say the name of this one either because it has a swear word in it. But really good song that I've been listening to a lot from the Queendom compilation, which is a compilation from Mike Q, who I played earlier's label Queen Beat. If you tuned in this morning, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day. If you didn't, I also hope you have an amazing day. Shout out to Kurt Rambis, Los Angeles Lakers legend. Not really, but cool guy, I think. He had a like cool mustache. I'm going to let the song play out because I really like it, and I don't want to waffle over it the whole time. So you all enjoy the sounds of LSDXOXO. I hope you've had fun this morning with my ballroom sounds. And once again, yeah, have a good one.
must wake up.